Thank you for tuning in to Tripod Talk Radio, where we're spreading the word that it's better to hop on three legs than limp on four. Hosted by Jim and Renee and Wyatt Ray of the Tripods Blogs community at tripods.com, Jerry's place for canine amputees and their people. Oh, that silly Jerry. Thank you for listening, and welcome to this special podcast edition of Tripod Talk Radio, recorded in late May 2014. This is your favorite Tripods admin guy, and I recently had the honor of being a guest on the popular Vegas Rock Dog radio show after meeting the host at the Blog Paws Pet Blogging and Social Media Conference held this year in Henderson, Nevada. Vegas Rock Dog Radio airs every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on VegasAllNetRadio.com. If you've never heard it before, check out Vegas Rock Dog Radio on Facebook. I had a blast doing the show, and Sam was kind enough to provide the audio file for us to do as we wish with. Well, I did just that, and took the liberty of hacking it up real good. We talked about the history of tripods, the importance of nutrition and rehab exercises, and much more. We discussed everything from our time at the Blog Paws Conference, to recovery from amputation for dogs and cats, ongoing care, and even end-of-life decisions. I want to thank Sam for letting us share the show. So here's a big shout out to Vegas Rock Dog and their love of dogs, people, and pop culture. Visit VegasRockDog.com for the best rock and roll clothes for hip dogs and humans. Now, without further ado, I give you Vegas Rock Dog Radio from June 7th, 2014.
It's Vegas. It's rock. It's dogs. It's Vegas Rock Dog Radio. A rock and roll show all about pets, people, and pop culture. Stand by for great guests and cool advice all in one rocking hour. Now, let's bring on the host. Here is the rock and roll queen of dogs, Sam.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today on Vegas Rock Dog Radio, we're doing a special edition show. And I think you're going to love this show and be very surprised that this community actually exists that I'm going to talk about. But before we get started, this is how you're going to find the radio show. You're going to go to our website. Our main website is VegasRockDogRadio.com. And you can also hop over to the studio website, which is VegasAllNetRadio.com. Our Facebook is Vegas Rock Dog Radio. Our Twitter is Vegas Rock Dog Show, no W on the end. And I say you're listening live right now. If you're listening in on VegasAllNetRadio.com, the website to pick up your clothing is VegasRockDog.com, and that is rock and roll clothing, not only for your pet, but for yourself. And finally, our blog is TheRockAndRollDog.com, where I post a lot of the giveaways and who our past guests have been on the radio show, who's coming up, or events, you name it, got it going on there. I've actually been writing a lot this week since I was at Blog Pause, the big conference. And that leads into how my guest happened to be here today. I want to welcome Jim. Jim, I don't know your last name.
Jim Nelson.
Jim Nelson. I want to welcome Jim Nelson of... Now, I have an English accent, so I'm going to say Tripods.
How do exactly you, how we pronounce it.
Is that
it's
it?
It's spelled with a P-A-W, Tripods.
Tripods. Not Tripods. Tripods. So that, and obviously that's a big meaning because that is the largest online community for three-legged pets and their people. They offer free blogs, discussion forums, live chat, and other very helpful resources, and a platform for discussion to those that are facing amputation for their furry friends. Currently, they're hosting more than 775 three-legged dog and cat blogs. That is insane. With 6,300... That's right, yes. Members around the world. And I did read some of the comments actually on your blog yesterday, and people literally from all over the world, from the UK, posting how helpful the information is, and they don't feel alone, which I think is really, really important. So welcome to the show, Jim Nelson.
No, thank you for having me, Sam.
So have you still got your blog pause hangover?
Yeah, we're playing catch-up, and that's quite a big task.
It is a big task. I dragged my husband along to blog pause. But you actually enjoyed yourself, didn't you, Jim?
I had a very good time.
Is that convincing? I'm not sure about
that. I did, too.
You know what? It's It's a lot crammed in 3 days. But I'm really glad the days are as long as they are, because I think it gives you that opportunity to get in all the sessions, the exhibits, to meet with people, chat, eat. There was food every time I turned around. And the fact that you could just bring your pets was just, well, you can't complain about
and
that,
And I got to hug the world's largest rodent.
He did.
Of unusual size.
Capybara. They're cute looking, but we was asking the owner, gentle kind of creatures that you just never know. You might hit on one that's really sweet, or you might have one that's a little more aggressive. So it's kind of, you know, gamble with it.
Well, let me tell you, Wyatt could smell that thing coming across the hotel. His hackles would go up, and he would just smell the capybara would show up.
Yeah, because it's such a distinct smell.
Yes.
And a different kind of pet. And I know one of them came from Arizona, so it traveled. Oh, my gosh, I would love to have seen that. I sat in the front seat with a seatbelt over it. I mean, so let's start by giving information now, because I think that's really important. And, of course, these links are actually going to go up on Facebook. So you don't have to scramble and try and find a pen or anything like that, because we're going to provide you with everything that you need so you can actually just sit, relax, and listen to the show. So is everything consistent, tripods?
It is.
You see, that's fantastic when it comes to social media. So rattle off where we can find you all over the internet.
Sure. So we coined that unique spelling of tripods because lots of vets and techs call them tripod dogs when they lose a leg because of the three legs.
Right.
So tripawds.com is the main point for reaching all of our social networks, including facebook.com/tripods, twitter.com/tripods, instagram.com/tripods. We have a LinkedIn group. Tripods.
Oh, great.
And we're on Blog Talk Radio.
And your website is the same?
Tripods.com.
Now, how I got to meet you is because my husband spoke to you at Blog Pause and was like, you must go find him. And I figured it was you in that sea of people on the last night, and he'd already left. So I was like, I hope I'm talking to the right person here. But I'm really glad that you made it because you don't live here.
It's correct. And actually, we were – long story we'll get into in a minute. We kind of travel full time. And we were passing through last Halloween.
Oh.
And there was a wedding and my birthday and Halloween and the zombie walk. And there was a pre-chat going on at the same time with Blog Pause. And you were in there, and I said, we got to get together and we got to get on that show. Didn't happen. I'm glad we're back.
And
Blog Pause is all about the people.
Oh, I mean,
it was
gosh. Informative,
but the people we could network with is really what it was all about. So I'm glad to be here.
I don't think I've ever been to a conference that's been so much fun with so many people, so positive. And I looked at that sea of people, as I said, at the last dinner, which was fabulous, by the way, and I thought every single person in this room helps animals, and that is quite remarkable. Do you know what the full attendance was? I don't even know.
I think it was somewhere between almost 400
wow.
people.
You see, that's amazing, that blog about pets. I mean, but you've got rescue people there. I mean, media, you name it. It's a great conference. Are you going to Nashville?
Yes, we will be there.
Yeah, so will we.
Yes.
Maybe we can do a little country line dance when we get.
we used to
live in Nashville. So we've done the website and all the way that everybody can find you on the internet. Let's rewind, because I think a lot of people think that your current dog is the dog that sparked tripods, but it wasn't.
Some people do think it is Jerry, and we often call him Jerry by accident, but we currently have Wyatt. He's a three-legged German Shepherd who lost a rear leg to neglect. He was just left tethered and neglected, and that happens more often than you would think.
Yeah.
But it was 2006 when our first dog, my wife and I, Renee, started tripods, when our first dog, Jerry, lost a limb to cancer, bone cancer. Osteosarcoma. It's one of the most common reasons dogs lose a leg, and at that time, we didn't even know dogs got cancer.
Wow, so that had to be a massive shock.
It threw us for a tailspin. We just didn't have any idea what to do when the vets said this leg has to come off to improve his quality of life.
Wow. Now, was that a hard decision, or was that easy?
It was hard until we looked into it a little further. At the time, there was very few resources for the people. There's some great resources out there for, you know, medical information about amputation.
I see.
But we turned to YouTube, and we saw Moose, a giant Great Dane, digging up gophers with one front leg and running around and jumping and playing. And we thought, if Moose can do it, Jerry can do it. He was a German Shepherd. We thought he's more of a German Shepherd mix, but he was about 80 pounds, and we thought if Moose could do this, Jerry could.
Wow, that had to have been a little bit of hope for you, I would think.
It definitely was hopeful.
Because it's a big operation. Now, was it a front leg or a rear leg?
Jerry lost a front left leg.
And does that make a difference whether it's front or rear, would you say?
It does, in a couple of different ways. A dog carries about 60 to 70% of its weight up front in the chest area.
Right.
So that's really a lot harder for in the long term because the dog is bouncing around on that one remaining limb, which can cause some issues with hairline fractures. But they tend to rebuild their strength a lot quicker. We noticed with Wyatt, it's a little easier for him now, but it took him a lot longer to rebuild that strength. So I think it's just something about the muscle structure and how the muscles rebuild quickly.
Right.
But in the long term, it's harder on front leggers.
Well, I think, I think a lot of people would probably euthanize their pet if they were given that news.
It's
true. And I think your community shows them a different way.
Well, we were given that option, palliative care and euthanization, or it happens more often than you would believe. A lot of people just go that route right away. They think, oh, my dog can't live on three legs.
And that's what I think the community does for people. It opens your eyes and says, oh, no, there is another life after losing a leg, losing a limb. And this is how it works, you know, and it's not in it literally. I mean, the community is way more than, hey, we're showing you videos of dogs that can still, you know, run around on three legs. It is so comprehensive, from support to the nutrition side to the training, the rehab. I mean, it's huge.
I thank you for noticing that, because that's our mission. We're all about supporting the people, because honestly, the dogs cope with it much better than we do.
Well, this
they
is,
adapt.
This is it, you know. Do you remember that dog gym in the park that used to have one eye? And the dog was like, what do you mean one eye? You know, the dog didn't know it had one eye, and it ran around and it played ball and it had no problems whatsoever, you know. So I do think, yeah, you're right. It's probably much, much harder on the humans from this aspect. But to have that support where you're not alone, I think is really, really a big, big help to you if you're going through this situation. Now, so you get this news. And then you go through the surgery, and then what did you do?
Well, we were, at the time, we had been running a business for about 10 years in graphics and design and the whole client world and all that. Mm-hmm. And we were kind of getting burnt out on that. And when we were told, you know, our chief fun officer had a few months to live.
So the chief fun officer, everyone should have one in their company. It's
and
as simple
he was.
As that.
But we were told, you know, he had maybe 4 months to live. So we made quick plans and wanted to make the most of that time. We sold everything. We sold our business. We sold the home. We sold
How quickly
everything.
Did all that happen?
About 6 months.
You're kidding.
Yeah. So we were in marketing, so we had that talent behind us to do it.
To be able to do
but
it.
But we were able to sell it all off and then at the same time research a year off and bought an RV and a truck and hit the road thinking we would be on the road for a year and Jerry would pass in 6 months. But you know what? He lived 2 years.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
That's amazing. And I think obviously you being happier, I think, just not having this constraint of work, you know, your dog picks up on that too. And I can't imagine the adventures. How much mileage did you do in that first year, would you say?
In the first year was only about 25,000 miles.
Is that all?
We just kind of circumference of the United States and missed the whole middle.
The middle bit.
We went from Eureka, California. That's where we started.
Okay.
And we went up through the Great Lakes region. We hit Maine and hit the Atlantic coast and went down. We swam in the Gulf of Mexico. Over to the desert and then up to Colorado. By that time, things were reaching the end, but each one of those stops was a huge milestone.
Oh my gosh.
Like, is he going to make it to the next one?
Yeah.
Not for Jerry. Jerry was just like, it's another day to go play.
But and you were like, we're making it to the next state, the next city, the next ocean,
this.
The next beach. Oh, I think it's amazing. Do you know of other people who have done what you've done?
In the travel world? I mean, in the RV world or for
as
their
in,
dogs? Or
for their pet, yeah.
For their pets, none specifically come to mind, but there's a huge growing community of full-time RVers out there that are not retired, kind of working-age people like us. We work from home. We just happen to move our office whenever we want.
Right. I think that's fantastic. Now, so it was 2 years then before...
Correct.
Did you notice things were changing with his health, or was it just basically based on what your veterinarians were telling you through tests and stuff?
Well, we decided, you know, you have the option, and vets tell you you should get checkups every month or two and do x-rays and stay on top of it. But we decided with our lifestyle, Jerry would let us know when he was sick.
When it was time.
And we would start to see him decline. But before that time came, we were in Los Angeles after the first trip around the country, and he was just going in for a regular checkup. I think it was heartworm or something. And the vet kind of talked us into getting an X-ray.
Okay.
And that's when we noticed lung metastasis.
Oh.
And there we were thrown back to square one. What do we do? A lobectomy is a surgery where they can actually remove parts of the lung. We weren't about to put him through that again,
right.
But there was the option of metronomic chemotherapy, which is a home-administered pill.
Oh.
And it's a low-dose chemo pill. And we were in L.A., so we decided, let's go the best place.
Yep.
We chose Santa Fe, New Mexico, and went to a clinic there.
Wow.
And got him on some metronomics and another supplement called canine immunity, and that bought him another 9 months or so.
Whoa, that's amazing.
And honestly, we didn't see him decline that much until the last couple months.
Wow.
One vet, or oncologist rather, explained that dogs have much greater lung capacity and can handle much less airflow in their lungs better than humans. It wasn't until it had consumed an entire lung and half the other until we started to notice him tiring out and panting a bit more.
Oh, it's got to be very difficult when you start seeing those signs. Like, I don't want to see them. You know, I guess a lot of people would want to go into denial as well with that. But I think the fact that you'd been through the first surgery and how huge that is, you know, was it easier coming down to the second?
I hate to say. You know,
I know it's a horrible
easier,
thing to say.
But we were more prepared.
More prepared.
Because, you know, we went through those life-changing decisions. Do we need to put our dog down or what do we do? And as Tripods grew, we started interviewing people and veterinarians and behaviorists as well as people from the spiritual side to prepare for people for what they call anticipatory grief. You know your dog's going to die.
Yeah.
And we kind of prepared for it, and we knew it, and we had an action plan, and I sat down and I talked to Jerry and I told him, you know what, I owe it to you. I'm not going to let you suffer.
No.
How do I want to remember you? I want to remember you with a smile on your face.
Yes, I think
and
that's important.
And when the time came and he was at that point, sure, he could have lived another couple weeks, but who would we be doing that for?
Well, exactly. And I think it's very hard to step yourself out of it because it is so painful.
It's very hard.
But like you say, do you want to then live with regrets? Like, oh, we should never have gone that long. We saw him struggle.
It's
that was
very,
selfish
very
of us.
Decision.
Yeah, it's a very hard decision.
And it's a personal decision. I can't condemn anyone for, you know, going to extreme lengths. And then on the other hand, I can't condemn anyone for putting them down too early.
It's just one of those. There's no perfect answer because you just don't know what's gonna come. You know what I mean? I mean, Jerry could have not lived 2 years.
That's true.
You know, and then you thought, oh gosh, why did we do this? I mean, you just don't know, do you? You
and
know.
The same is true for the initial diagnosis and the amputation. There's so many factors to consider, and as you know, mean as it sounds, cost is a huge consideration.
It is.
Your own personal factors are involved.
It is for a lot of people. And actually, while we're on that topic,
a lot of people talk about loving their pets until they start costing them money. They're that second tier level of animal lover,
yeah,
I call them.
We talked about that today, didn't we, Jim? Well, I don't know what we were referencing. I have no idea. But it was, oh, I love my pet until I have to shell out some money. But there is a solution out there, and I'm going to tell you what it is. And you may not know what this website is, but a fantastic friend of mine here in Vegas created a website called fundapetmiracle.com.
Fundapetmiracle.
And it is geared towards pet owners who are struggling with their medical costs for their pets. And it's a way of, one, getting them healthy, two, preventing them from euthanizing them because they're struggling for money or whatever. And it's basically like a chip-in site. But because it's on the internet, people chip in from all over the world.
Sure.
And it's really spectacular. In her first year, she raised over $100,000.
Is that right?
Is that not amazing?
It is amazing. And we're going to add it to our resources because we have developed some financial aid resources.
Oh.
Magic Bullet Fund is just one of them that actually
Fantastic.
Raises funds for people who can't afford, you know, serious surgeries.
Well, you know, and the thing is with her website, and a lot of people, I mean, rescues can use this, you know, but a lot of people think it's for rescues. I'm like, no, it's geared towards the pet owner. You know, so I have a list of my, like, resources go-tos. And, of course, Tripods is going to go on the list now. Of course it is. And Fund a Pet Miracle is one of them. But, yeah, anyone that's listening, it's an amazing website. You upload your what they call a project, and it's, you know, all the details you possibly can about your pet. They verify through your vet that you indeed do need this treatment. And away you go. And obviously you have to do a lot of work on your end too, you know, sharing and asking people to share and donate and that kind of thing. And It's quite amazing. When she told me the first year, $100,000, I nearly fell off my chair. I said, you're kidding me. I'd have to have like a big massive party for that, because I am sure she didn't expect it would be that high. You know, so, but yeah, we'll definitely get you the link for that.
We're going to take yours.
We'll be sharing yours all over the place. Well, let's take a quick break, Mike, I think, and we'll listen to some words from our sponsors, and we'll continue this fantastic conversation. You're listening to Vegas Rock Dog Radio with me, Sam, your host, the queen of rock and roll dogs.
Jim here, real quick. I just want to thank Sam from VegasRockDog.com once again for hosting such a great show. I also want to take this opportunity to tell you how to learn more about a few of the things I mentioned during this interview. We used the supplement Canine Immunity when we first discovered Jerry's osteosarcoma had metastasized, and we believe it helped contribute to his 2-year survival. If your dog has cancer, there is hope. Learn more about Canine Immunity at dogcancer.net. Speaking of supplements and nutrition, I encourage all listeners to visit the Tripods Nutrition blog at nutrition.tripods.com for details about the importance of a healthy diet for three-legged dogs and cats. For even more helpful information and the best recovery and care advice, download the Tripods ebooks at downloads.tripods.com. Finally, if you've never seen Why We Love Cats and Dogs, visit tripods.com and search for nature. This episode, which first aired on PBS in 2009, investigates the bond we share with our animals. It follows our travels with Jerry and details the decisions we faced after his cancer diagnosis. Speaking of nature, visit orthopets.com for information about the My Bionic Pet episode that I mentioned. OrthoPets manufactures prosthetics and orthotic devices to help tripods be even more awesome. And the episode of Nature profiling them even includes a bird with a prosthetic beak and a dolphin with a prosthetic tail. But I digress. Thanks again to Vegas Rock Dog Radio. And now, on with the show.
Now, let's return to Vegas Rock Dog Radio. Here again, your host, the rock and roll queen of dogs, Sam.
Okay, and we're back on our special edition here in Las Vegas of the Vegas Rock Dog Radio Show. And my guest today is Jim Nelson of Tripods. Tripods, TRIPAWDS.com. It's an online community that supports owners and their pets who have had to go through, amputation? Mm-hmm. Yes, I was going to make a word up then, I think. I was about to extend that into some other word. Tell everyone the different components of your website.
Okay, so we started Tripods as a blog to keep people informed about our dog, Jerry. Next thing you know, people started emailing us. So I started discussion forums because we just had one story. And that way people could share their stories with each other.
Uh-huh.
Then I have a live chat room where there's usually some members in there to greet new people who are freaking out just like we did when this happened. But then we're actually now a multi-site network of blogs. So we're actually a blogging platform. So people can have their own blog to post their own photos, share their stories.
I love this.
And what's the best thing about that is those treatment plans and those progress reports all the way from diagnosis to euthanasia, which may be years in between, is documented there forever. So it's archived, it's searchable, and people can find that information there.
I think that is absolutely fantastic. Now, I'm assuming that you probably find out more and more, you know, like new training techniques and nutrition, how, you know, it's improving that helps them through rehab and maintaining a better life after. You know, how important is the nutrition, would you say?
Well, it's very important. And what you're saying is really important to us, because we developed five of those blogs, five featured blogs. One is all about nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
One is about gear and fitness and rehab and tools for keeping your pet healthy. Another one is helpful downloads and Amazon resources and gifts. But the nutrition one is a big deal, because the majority of our pets that come to us have lost a limb to cancer. And that's a really big deal when it comes to supplements and carbohydrates that cancer feeds on and grain-free diets. And one of the first posts we did about Jerry was his diet and his supplement plans, to share it out there to see, this is what we did. You might want to try it for your diet.
I bet a lot of people don't think about that, unless you're the kind of person that's really into nutrition yourself. You know, where I've seen a trend with people that are into their own nutrition, that like, why would my pets not benefit from that, you know? But I think that is such a good component to add in, you know, for recovery, you know, and then maintenance, of course.
Well, you're hard-pressed to find a veterinary clinic around the country that's really nutrition savvy.
Well,
it's really not their specialty.
Yeah, I mean, you really have to kind of look at your holistic vets, you know. And there was a time when people went, holistic vets, you know, that's crazy. But it's not that.
Not at all.
It's not that crazy anymore. It really isn't, you know, and I'm seeing a bigger interest in them as well.
It's true. And nutrition is a big deal, and there are nutritionists out there, veterinary nutritionists. But we like promoting the nutrition aspect because a lot of people either can't afford chemotherapy or don't want to put their dog through chemotherapy. And the other option is a healthy diet and holistic supplements. There's mushroom supplements out there that really help and things like that.
I think it's really, really helpful to people now. So they can start their own blog.
Yes.
And it's not just for dogs, it's for cats. What other animals have you got there?
We have members are primarily dogs and an increasing number of cats. We just published a post with a rundown of cat blogs, and there was about 15 of them that are sharing their stories. A lot of them have what's called a vaccine-associated sarcoma. And this is something brand new we learned about just because Jill, the tripod cancer kitty, started sharing her story.
Oh.
And that way we're getting that word out. And just by her doing that, other cat amputees and their people found us and are sharing their stories too.
Oh, that's
but we have written about elephant with a prosthetic and a Molly the donkey that has a prosthetic, and recently OrthoPets. They're a huge outfit that does orthotics and orthotic devices and prosthetics for pets out of Colorado. They were recently featured in a show on PBS called the My Bionic Pet.
Oh,
and that
I saw that too. Oh my God.
Featured a dolphin with a prosthetic tail.
I saw that. Now here's the thing, everybody. So it's not till I start researching and talking to Jim that I realize I saw him on telly. I saw him on PBS, and it was called
Why We Love Cats and Dogs first aired on the Nature series in 2009.
Yeah, and I saw it. Now, who would have thought you'd be sat here today? I mean, of course, I cried all the way through it. It was like a sad cry, happy cry all the way through. It was like, oh, when you get towards the end of the story, like, no, this cannot be. But little did I know where it went from that, you know. So what a legacy, you know, that Jerry left behind. And we've got now Wyatt that's continuing the legacy. So how did you get Wyatt?
Well, it's been a bittersweet story, our whole thing. I never would have thought that, you know, my niche in the blogging world, even if I would become a, you know, blogging...
Would be three-legged pets.
Would be three-legged pets. So when it comes to that industry, you know, there's a niche for anything, obviously.
Yes, there is.
But back to Wyatt, we lost Jerry in 2008, and by that time our community had grown, and we had met some members in Oakland, California, who had a three-legged German Shepherd, and they work with a local rescue and pull German Shepherds that need amputees, because a lot of them are left in a yard and their leg gets tangled up, and they actually had three of them at the time, all lost the leg the same reason.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was about 8 months after Jerry left us that they contacted us and said, oh, look at Wyatt. Yeah, I think you need a new spokesdog.
Yeah.
And at that time in our travels, we were heading back to California. And we said, well, we'll just come look. And
we'll
sure enough,
look.
We brought him home, and we hit the road together.
Yeah, the just look thing, yeah, that really works.
It's ironic. The media just did that story about the place up in the county north of us about the three-legged
Italian greyhound, yeah. Over the
that lost his leg to neglect.
Over the hump.
It happens.
Yeah. Yep. And that's another thing. You don't need to be tying your dogs out.
No,
you know? Just do not tie your dogs out. You are asking for a problem when you come home one day, and it'll be your biggest regret. You know, and it's just why? Why? That's all I have to say. Why?
And that's what we're all about, is getting this information out there and helping people make the right decisions for their pets.
So how is your site funded? Is it on contributions?
We are a user-supported community.
Okay.
That we supplement with, we operate what's called a freemium business model. So anyone can have a free blog.
Okay.
And we will run some ads on that blog. And if you don't want ads on your blog, you just pay minimal.
Pay to not have the ads. That's how it works, people. Yeah.
But we have the gear that we sell. We only offer things that we have either personally tried or we believe will be beneficial.
Oh, I like
users.
That because, you know, then you know you're getting something that really works and of quality. And I think that's really important.
So we will test stuff out and then we will, you know, promote it and, you know, help people with actual products.
Oh, I think that's good. Now, can you take contributions too?
We do.
Oh, good.
Tripods.com/support is where all of our members will, they can select any amount. We actually have a bandana program.
Oh,
so Wyatt
you?
Wears a bandana that says, I, you know, tripods rule.
Oh.
You can give us a penny, whatever you want.
You'll
it's
be-
just pay what you like. And we have had people, you know, we suggest $10 because it takes, you know, something to make them and ship them.
That's right.
But we've had people give us $1, and we've had people give us $100.
That's amazing. Oh, I love that. You know what? I think it's, and I'm sure there's lots of people that are probably listening going, oh my gosh, I never even thought there'd be a community for this, you know. And as I say, it's really super, super comprehensive. And I think that's of a great, great value to anyone that's going through this. And I love the fact it's online because anybody from around the world can benefit
Indeed.
From it as well, you know. So how old is Wyatt now?
Wyatt is just over 5 years old now. He lost his leg at just about 8 months old, and we got him just after that.
Wow. Now, how long did it take him to really sort of feel like he could move well after the surgery?
So I was explaining front leg versus rear leg, and, you know, he did bounce back right away, but mm-hmm. with a German Shepherd and that, you know, stance as it is, his rear leg would dip down pretty quickly, and in just short walks, he'd tire out real quick.
Right.
So that's when we really started focusing on rehab exercises for dogs, especially tripods, and things like the FitPaws canine conditioning equipment. These are little balance balls.
Oh, and,
He uses a balanced disc where he can put his front paws up on.
I'd seen that on the website.
That creates a weight-bearing exercise, so all the weight or more weight is on his rear leg, and by making him use that a few times a day and stretch, that leg really bulked up.
And all the supporting muscles around it,
Correct.
Too. It's a little bit like I used to work in post-rehab.
Yes.
And, you know, there's people that they think those silly little exercises don't work when they sprain their ankle, and then before you know it, they've gone over on it again,
mm-hmm.
and it's called, because you're going to have to retrain the memory of those muscles to come back where they're supposed to be within the right range of the joint itself, you know, and strengthen it back up so you don't do it again, it's important.
This is especially important for tripods because their stance and their gait changes.
Yes.
Their body will know their rear leg, if they miss a rear leg, will reposition itself more to the middle. Or
more
if they're
central.
Missing a front leg, that front leg is going to kind of position more to the middle. So balance exercise and unstable surface work are really important, but you don't need to buy gear.
Right.
We have plans that you can download to build your own wobble board. It's a piece of plywood with a couple little bars.
Did you build me one of those one time, Jim?
I built you one, not for any dog.
No.
I
think
unstable.
My dogs would enjoy it, though. Let me tell you, they like anything to jump around on.
Do you find that vets are supportive of the resources that you have at your website for people to support their dog's health, you know, when they start going through these traumatic experiences?
Very much so. It's actually really, really kind of heartwarming when we hear people say from Pennsylvania or Wisconsin or Louisiana tell us, my vet recommended your site. And they are using it as a resource, both inspirational to show, yes, you can proceed with an amputation, and the resources we have for rehab and nutrition.
Now, through looking at your website, we're not just talking about dogs just being able to get around after surgery. Tell us what some of these dogs are
doing. We have some amazing dogs. One that comes to mind immediately is Bart. He's a three-legged Vizsla, and we got to meet him in Georgia, and he is an AKC master hunter. He has won awards at the AKC.
I had no idea there were awards for this.
And yeah, it's hunting trials, so he's a hunting dog, they would go plant birds, and we thought, okay, so we're going to go walk a quarter mile, half mile. We were out walking for over an hour with Bart on a 3-mile course, and he would set birds and flush them. Cassie is a frisbee dog. We have someone just posted on our Facebook page, one of the duck dog diving competitions was won by a three-legged dog.
And you know, it takes me right to someone I used to work with here in town, and I don't know if you watch Dancing with the Stars, Jim. I don't know if you're a secret Dancing with the Stars watcher, but Amy Purdy, who is currently in the finals, and I hope she wins tonight. I worked with her years ago, and she lost her legs. We saw her at work one day. She wasn't feeling very well. She went home. The next day, someone said, we think she's going to die. She's on life support. And she got, I think it was meningitis. She lost her legs. And she's now on Dancing with the Stars. She also won a medal in the Olympics for the snowboarding. You know, so I think those kind of stories and reading about the pets with three legs and seeing that they're diving, you know, doing the duck diving and that kind of thing, that They probably can do more than they did when they had four legs, just because you believe they can, you know, after that. You know what I mean? Because you want to give them an amazing quality mm-hmm. of life, you know. And it brings me right back to Amy. If she wins tonight, oh, my gosh, I think I'll lose my tiny mind.
It's so true. We just posted about swimming because a lot of people wonder, oh, my dog loves the water. Will he ever be able to swim again? And mm-hmm. the answer is yes.
Wow.
Some people like to joke that they might swim in circles. Well, that's not the case. Wyatt's missing one rear rudder, but he does swim in a straight line. And we first learned with Jerry that a life coat can help. So
right.
a canine float coat with that, they're going to swim farther and safer.
And it's great
and enjoy
exercise.
It really is
great exercise. Is water exercise part of actual rehab?
Yes. So hydrotherapy is different than swimming. So you'll see the underwater treadmills, mm-hmm. and it's actually more beneficial for a dog to walk in water that at the bottom is just where they can't reach it.
Okay.
Because they're going to stretch and try and reach the bottom.
Oh, okay.
And they're actually going to use that to try and reach the bottom and walk. Whereas swimming is still a great low-impact exercise, and it's more cardio work.
Yes.
But for rehab work, the underwater treadmill gives them just enough where they want to reach the bottom, so they're stretching a little
That's
further.
That's very, very interesting, because you think they would just be, oh, I'm swimming, but they're actually going to really stretch, which is going to improve that anyway. Wow. Do you find there are a lot of facilities where pets can get
That's a big issue with us, because there are four little letters that you need to pay attention to. Anyone can call themselves a vet rehab
mm-hmm.
person,
mm-hmm.
but the only truly certified are CCRTs and CCRPs. These are certified canine rehab practitioners and technicians, and they're the only ones that are actually legally allowed to practice, and they must be under the guise of a veterinarian's office.
Okay.
So these, and especially when it comes to chiropractic, it can certainly help animals.
Yes, we have one in town that I'm going to be taking my girl to.
Fantastic.
But I think there may be only two in town that do it, I think, you know.
A lot of people, tend to call themselves one because they went and bought the device and took the 3-hour course.
Right.
But there are certain certifications that you can get to do that.
Yes, because I know that the one that we're going to go to here in town, they're actual chiropractors for humans as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then she got specialized in the pets. And I think she's done horses and, it was very interesting. I'm on the show. And we're definitely going to be taking,
That's great.
Our big girl there. I love
spreading the word about that. And it goes far beyond hydrotherapy and rehab, chiropractic. Acupuncture is really a big deal. Because a dog, when it adjusts its stance and its gait like that, it's going to, over time, develop certain issues in the spine and certain curvatures.
Yeah.
And I thought it was all hocus pocus. And we took Jerry for his first acupuncture session. And he let, the woman's there with the crystal spinning it. And I'm like, yeah, sure.
Well. Yeah, you're crazy.
And then she put a needle in and he let out this sigh that was just so relaxing and so calming.
Oh.
And he immediately just kind of turned to jello. And the next couple of days, he was a new dog. This stuff does work.
I really believe in, and I hate to call them alternative
mm-hmm.
because they're becoming more mainstream anyway. I think there are so many things you can do. I mean, invasive kind of stuff. There's so much you can do, and preventative, and that we apply to ourselves, but we really should start looking at it for our animals too. But like you say, I think they're the best stories when you're like, oh, I don't believe in this.
Right.
It's crazy, and then you see this amazing result. I like hypnosis. I needed it for my dentist because I was monopolizing his time completely. Mm-hmm. It was horrific, and it was no fun for you, was it, Jim? He could take me, but he wasn't allowed to speak to me because I was just a mess. But anyway, through me going, him seeing, you're here without any Valium or anything like that, was just, he was converting himself just seeing how I change, and now he refers some of his patients to hypnotherapists. But yeah, I think definitely looking at all those different aspects, because I think it's worth trying all of those to get the best results
mm-hmm.
you possibly can. And we all respond differently to different things. But what they were telling me about the chiropractic was most animals respond in one session.
It's true. They can respond immediately. Like I was talking about the acupuncture. They respond quickly. They don't have the hang-ups that beat people do.
I know.
It
because
works or it doesn't.
I go for chiropractic. Do you ever do the psych out where you try and anticipate and kind of tighten up? And then she has to psych you out so you don't know she's going to do it. She has to do it me a few times. But and actually, we haven't been in a while. I think we both could benefit
I could
from
use
that.
One myself.
I can imagine.
This, if you don't mind, this whole discussion about rehab is kind of important to us. It's the reason we wrote our second ebook, which is Loving Life on Three Legs.
Oh, I saw the books, yes.
It's all about rehab and conditioning and keeping your dogs fit and healthy so that people can kind of, you know, read up on that. And we have interviews with rehab practitioners and videos and how to exercise and passive range of motion stretches and massage. Really big deal.
Wow. I wish I was a dog.
Me too sometimes.
I'm going to come back as your dog. That's what
we'll take care of you.
Well, listen, let's take another quick break, and we'll be wrapping up after the break. We're going to listen to some words from our sponsors. Hey, listen to Vegas Rock Dog Radio with me, Sam, your host, the queen of rock and roll dogs. Okay, and we're back. You're listening to Vegas Rock Dog Radio with me, Sam, your host, the queen of rock and roll dogs. And my fabulous guest today has been Jim Nelson of Tripods. I'm having a hard time with this because of my accent. Tripods. That's how I would say it. And it's a community, online community for people whose pets are going to have a limb removed and what happens during and after and how life can certainly be wonderful and a quality life after losing a limb. So, and my rescue of the week, I think Jim will like this, is the German Shepherd Rescue of Northern California,
yay,
which is www.gsrnc.org, and that's where Wyatt.
That is where Wyatt came.
I told you I did my homework,
and
Jim.
Cody Ray, his actual name is Wyatt Ray.
Yeah,
in honor of Cody Ray, the first three-legged German Shepherd we met through Tripods. They also have Travis Ray and Austin Ray.
Oh. So we're going to give you the website again, and Tripods is very easy to find. It's TRIPAWDS, and they're everywhere. So they're on Facebook. That's their website. Their Instagram. Their Twitter. LinkedIn. Are you on Pinterest?
Pinterest as well.
Pinterest also. People love pictures of dogs. And they're going to be very, very easy to find. All these links are going to come up on our Facebook page, and we'll make sure we share them. And we'll also be replaying this show on June the 7th. And we'll make sure that that goes on our blog so that our blog readers can actually see when that's going to happen as well. I want to do a massive thank you for you coming into the studio. My mechanical problems in Vegas, in your RV, allowed you to stay here and be on this show.
Well, I can't thank you enough, because we like to say that dogs and cats are born with three legs and a spare. So we always love spreading the word that it's better to hop on three legs than limp on four.
I love that. That's your tagline, isn't
yes,
it? On the
it
website.
Is.
You see? Oh, I think it's great. And I'm also going to be posting up the link of your PBS episode as well. And I'll probably watch it again and cry all over again, but happy tears. And to know what the next chapter was is really great. And I want to thank you for coming in the studio. I want to thank my husband coming in today.
Jim, Sam, thank you both.
Right on.
That's as much as you're going to get. You've been listening to Vegas Rock Dog Radio, and the show is all about pets, people, and pop culture. I am your host, the queen of rock and roll dogs. And always remember, you got to kiss your pets good morning and good night. And we kiss our pets on the lips. I don't care what anybody says. And we'd like to wish you all a wonderful afternoon. And we will see. Oh, we got 2 minutes. You know, let's keep the music going. So we will see you on Saturday, 10 a.m. live, Vegas Rock Dog Radio. And thanks for listening in.
Until next time on Tripod Talk Radio, learn more about canine amputation recovery and find the best gear for three-legged dogs at tripods.com.